This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
BJ and Jamie.
Alrighty. Hey, good morning. Welcome to the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, live from the KALC Studios, Denver, Colorado, Alice 105.9 on the Odyssey app. You can get us for free, take us anywhere you go, and get the podcast after the program today. Share it with a friend if you want to. Yeah, we don't care. We don't care. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Jamie.
Go Rockets!
Woo! Go Rockets!
Woo! It's opening day!
Yay!
You like my jersey?
Well, no.
Why? Why? What do you mean no? Whoa! What do you mean no?
It's the undershirt.
It's a color combo,
yeah. It's the undershirt that's not working for me. You wore light, like teal blue underneath it.
It should be purple.
Yeah.
What does it say? I don't have a purple.
Cayman Islands? Yeah, he has a teal blue undershirt under a long sleeve with a short sleeve jersey.
Yeah.
I would have gone with black, purple, or white.
Yeah, I didn't have those. All I had was a shirt from the Cayman Islands.
Okay, well, it looks
like aqua blue.
It looks like you're for two teams.
Should I take off the undershirt?
Well, no, because I like undershirts under the short sleeve Rocky shirt because it's only 23
degrees.
Oh, my
God. I don't have anything else.
Maybe grab a Sharpie. We can color the arms in.
Yeah. We'll just make them black.
All right.
Anyway, it's a good all look, right. though. Is it all brand right. new? It looks new.
No, I just wear it on opening day. I've had it for probably 10 years.
Have you really? It's in great shape.
It does look good.
It's a Todd Helton, see?
Oh. Todd Helton. Yeah,
Helton.
Nice.
Helton! He was a Tennessee boy.
Yeah.
Legend.
Cool. Legend.
Did we get a legend. Chairs or something? This is not my chair.
No, I know. And you know what? It just walked off and went missing, and I can't find it anywhere.
My chair?
We looked everywhere.
Did they take my chair?
I have no idea.
This
I didn't know a
weird...
chair was missing.
I know this sounds so petty, you guys, because, you know, we're on the radio and stuff. But, you know, if you have a chair, you know what it feels like. And this one... This one acts like my ass is too big.
No, this was all like broken in. It was all nice.
It was nice. And this one says like, hey, you're a little too big for me.
No kidding.
Yeah, it does.
You know, there's something I want to bring up later on in the program too.
Okay.
And it's got to do with not your chair,
my
but
ass?
Along those lines.
Oh.
No, not your butt. No. It's about your chair missing and it can't be found. I'm going to bring up the guitar later.
Oh, yeah.
Because I want to put an APB out.
There's two of them.
Okay, but there's one that's really...
Yeah.
I think... Here's what my thinking is. Let me turn down the music, okay?
Sure.
You know I love crime shows.
I know you'd love crime shows.
And this is a crime that we're going to bring up later on.
It's
a crime. And what I'm thinking is this. We have hundreds of thousands of listeners out there, okay?
Right.
I want them to keep their eye on Marketplace, eBay...
Right.
Various places where people like to sell their merchandise, and just maybe we can track down the heist.
Okay, well, I've already been on eBay, and there's like 200 of them.
Oh.
What?
I've already been on eBay, and there's like 200 of them.
Ours is special.
Well, I know, but the thing is, none of them are papered. And whoever, this one's not papered either. You know, authentic, yeah. You know. Yeah.
It's okay. I still want to bust them.
Because a lot of people could just, yeah. You know, sign, yeah. And yeah. People are good at that.
Well, I'm looking specifically for something, and we'll explain it after tabloid trash later this hour. I do. I remember what it you looks do. Like, yeah.
Both
it,
of them?
No, you, just the one. Okay. Just the one, the all main right. one. I'm looking for somebody selling out of Denver.
Oh.
Because I think that. The odds are very low that it would exist.
I agree with that. But can you tell like where it's being sold from?
Yeah. Oh. Where it's going to be shipped from if you bought it.
Well, you have to. I think you have to go that far, though.
Well, you got to be a private investigator because to pull this off.
You're going to have to go and buy all 200 of them to see which one comes from Denver.
Maybe. And just maybe. Maybe we offer a reward for this.
Yeah.
Like a pair of tickets to the fray.
Oh, my God.
That's all I got. Pair of tickets to the fray. Nice. I don't have anything else.
Yeah, we do. We have Belco chapstick.
Yeah,
and
water bottles.
Oh, yeah. And water bottles.
Yeah, come on.
No, I'm not giving away the water bottles, just chapstick.
All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. We do have fray tickets coming up at 7:35 this morning. And we'll get to the whole heist thing a little bit later on. It's going to be cold today. It's going to be pretty cold.
It snowed a lot at my house.
Yeah, mine too.
Crazy.
Mine too.
And
I was supposed to play golf today.
Oh, you were?
Yeah.
How do you find your ball in snow?
You don't.
Oh.
You don't play. It's been canceled. Yeah. No, you can't.
Like,
well, you can use
it?
An orange ball.
Well, that's true. Or a yellow
but
one. Yeah.
Eventually it goes underneath the snow. So. Yeah, screwed. Screwed you. All right, we'll take a quick break here. Again, freight ticket, 7:35 this morning. Stand by.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show here on a Friday. Not just any Friday. It is opening day down at Coors Field.
Yeah.
The Rockies. Rockies come. Although, I think they lost again yesterday.
Yeah, it doesn't matter, though.
1-5, but we'll be 2-5 after today because we'll beat those stinking A's.
Yeah.
You wait and see.
I posted on my personal page, and I just said, yeah, I'm going down there. Nobody make fun of the fact that it's the Rockies because I have a lot of friends from, you know, California and Illinois and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm like, and then one guy wrote, and he's from California, I think he wrote, yeah, I remember that one time I went to Denver, and I put extra tickets I had on the windshield, and then I came back, and there were 7. That was not very...
That old joke.
Right.
We've all heard that joke over the years.
Exactly.
You know, and the people in California, they're right now, they're really bragging out there.
Right.
I don't know if you know this or not, but the Dodgers have started out like 8-0.
Yeah.
They're
and
on
and they
fire.
Have that guy that
Shohei.
Gambles. Yeah.
Yeah, that guy. The guy that loves to gamble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shohei. That guy. Yeah, sure. Whatever. We don't even mention his name on this program.
No, we don't
program.
Say that. Right?
He's
yeah.
the greatest baseball player who
ever
lived.
Shut up, Spadell. He's a Dodger.
Exactly.
Yeah. He's the enemy.
Yeah.
We are Rockies fans. Go Dingers.
I hate the Dodgers, but I love Shohei Ohtani.
Okay, so give me a name that I can be like because some of my friends are baseball people.
Yeah.
I don't even know who's going. Can I just tell you where there's 14 people and I probably know 6?
Okay, so you got a group of 14 going to the game today.
And I only know 6.
And you only know 6 people. Well, that's pretty good. You'll meet new friends.
That's true. Yeah. All right, so with these people, like, give me a name and stuff.
Well, the best Rockies player is Ezekiel Tovar. He is the shortstop. He's actually really good. Everyone else kind of sucks. There's Ryan McMahon. He's the third baseman.
I need to concentrate.
Okay,
it's McMahon.
Tovar. Just do
Isn't
Tovar.
It?
McMahon, yeah.
Okay.
Not McMahon.
Oh, sorry.
So Tolbarone is good?
Yeah, Tolbarone is
what
good.
Happened?
Yeah.
Well, he called him McMahon. It's McMahon. He called him McMahon. If Jamie went up to her friends and said, hey, what about that McMahon?
Yeah.
They're going to think she's an idiot. What are you trying to do to her?
Well, he told me that Oprah's name was really Oprah.
Isn't that how you'd say it?
Just say it. It's, you're Mr. Baseball.
It's McMahon. McMahon. Ryan McMahon.
McMahon.
Yeah.
McMahon?
But I thought it was McMahon.
No, McMahon would be M-A-N-N. It has an H in it.
I hear the announcers call him McMahon.
Yeah. Well, anyway, he's the third baseman, and he sucks. So
I don't even
want to
say his name now. I'm all nervous about it.
The two guys that you just need to know about
Tolbarone.
Are Tolbarone and then Kyle Freeland. Kyle Freeland is the pitcher from Colorado.
Is it that
triangle.
That triangle chocolate?
The best.
Tolbarone?
The best.
Oh, we have him on the team? He owns a chocolate company?
You know, downstairs they sell Tolbarones.
They do?
Yeah, and it's in that tinfoil.
Yeah.
Oh, so good. Until you bite into it, you didn't realize you didn't take all the tinfoil off.
Tolbarone and Rolos are my two favorites.
Tolbarone
and Rolos.
No, Tobol.
Tobel?
Yeah.
Toblerone?
Yeah.
Oh, Toblerone is the player, right?
No, that's the chocolate. Toblerone.
Oh, Toblerone. Who's the shortstop?
Tovar.
Tovar.
Yeah.
Right. I was just saying that it's Toblerone. Oh, my God. We need to go home already.
Okay, I gotcha. I don't know.
Tovar.
Yeah, Tovar's the only name you really need to know.
Okay,
here's the weather for today. I recorded this. Now, don't let it discourage you.
Like Tovar.
Yeah, but with a V.
Right. Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Toblerone. Here we go. Here's the weather.
Okay. Bundle up. And if you're looking for a big warm-up in store today, it's just not going to happen.
No,
it's a pinpoint weather alert day. We've got snow arriving this afternoon, this evening. Temp's going to stay.
Settle down.
Sorry.
There's nothing we can do about the weather, Jamie.
That guy's hair bugs me. It's too greasy. Do you know what I'm talking about? His hair is too greasy.
It almost looks like it's fake.
Well, it's so... No, he has like product that he like... I don't know. It's like he
saturates it, and then it's real greasy.
Bundle up, and if you're looking for a big warm up in store today, it's just not going to happen. It's a pinpoint weather alert day. We've got snow arriving this afternoon, this evening. Temp's going to stay pretty much in the 30s for most of our day.
What?
We should barely
45?
Get to about 40, 41 for the afternoon high. There. It's going to get breezy, 10 to 20, gusts up to 25 this afternoon, this evening.
25 mile per hour winds.
You know what?
40
I think
degrees.
My friend's right. She told me to wear snow pants. She's wearing her snow pants.
You should.
I think I'm going to go get the snow pants.
You might want to get the snow pants.
Yeah.
It's going to be cold.
It is.
Yeah.
And
even walking from, you know, from the establishment that you're going to go to first.
Yeah.
From there to the ballpark, then back. And I'd go get the snow pants.
That sound.
I know. I know.
And then if you go into a bar, you're all, you know, sweaty crotch.
No, you're right. You're right. You're sweaty crotch right there at the bar. Yep.
Right.
Old sweaty crotch is here.
Sweaty crotch.
Going to be chilly today and got those snow showers moving in, so be prepared.
Be prepared, Jamie.
Okay.
You know what that means? Snow pants.
Snow pants.
When he says be prepared, he's telling you direct to your face, go get the snow pants.
Yeah, but, you know, I really don't want my name to be sweaty crotch. You know, it's because it's going to be so hot in those bars with the heat on and then all those people.
Yeah.
It's like.
I got you.
Oh,
I got you.
God. What is one
I
to
got
do?
You. It's such a dilemma right now. For anybody that's going to the game today, you've got such a dilemma on your hands. I say let's brighten up things. Here we go.
Okay. Ready? All right. What are we doing?
Ready? Ready?
Okay.
We're going to sing along. Here
Take
we go.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I ever get back, 'cause it's root, root, root for the Rockies. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alex 105.9.
I'm so sorry, everybody. I'm not prepared because I've been looking for a chair.
Yeah.
It's
where
a long
where
story.
Could your chair be?
I went everywhere. Where?
I literally, the only place I didn't check was 10. And there's no way someone would haul it down there.
Maybe somebody auctioned it off and sold it or something. Because, yeah. I mean, things are tight around here.
Did I tell you that one time I sat in, what's her name? She's a supermodel. I forgot her name. But anyway, I sat in her butt heat.
Yeah?
Yeah. So I was at this shushu poo poo place, this salon in Los Angeles, right? And my hairdresser did her hairdress. I think it wasn't Cheryl Teagues. It was the one after her. Anyway, but they looked alike. But she was getting her hair done. And I was like, oh, I know who she is because I've seen her, you know, supermodel. And she went to the bathroom and then I had to pee. And I sat down in her butt heat. And it's like I absorb supermodel powers.
You're kidding.
No.
Now, could you tell once you put your butt right there, did it feel supermodel to you?
It did. Oh. I felt prettier.
Yeah.
I'm like,
that's a good story.
It is a good story. Yeah, supermodel butt heat.
Yeah. No, that's a really good story. I've never heard that one before. Yeah. I've been around you for a long time.
I know, supermodel butt heat.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
It's exciting.
She didn't even look up at me or know my name or anything like that, but I sat on her butt heat.
You know, I don't have a story like that. I can't name one. No, I'm serious, Jamie. Okay. I can't name one. I've seen people before, but I never absorbed their butt heat.
Oh, never. No.
Ever.
Well, even me peeing next to Vanna White doesn't, I mean, because she was in the next stall.
Yeah.
I was hoping she'd toot. I don't know why. I guess for story time.
I don't think she toots, though.
Well, if she did, it'd go like this. Toot. It'd be cute.
Yeah.
Because she's so perfect, you know.
It'd probably sound like one of those letters turning on the Wheel of Fortune.
Ding.
Ding.
Yeah.
That'd be her toot.
What is happening?
It's opening day.
I know. And I did
We're
this.
Festive.
This is festive. Yeah. This is my fault. Yes. I apologize. All right. Schmidel.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Let's see here. I have a couple of trivia questions for you.
Okay.
Ooh. Okay.
All right.
How many no-hitters have been thrown at Coors Field?
I think it's 4.
Wrong!
I thought you knew baseball.
Yeah,
no hitters?
Dude,
come
you
on.
Got McMahon, McMahon. You called him McMahon. You don't even know his name. Now you don't even know how many no-hitters have been thrown.
I know that no Rockies player has thrown a no-hitter at Coors Field. They're all done by opposing teams.
That was pretty good. That was pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, there's only one.
I know, but that was pretty good. I mean, his chances were good, too.
Odds were pretty good. I mean, think about it. It was only one.
What band played Coors Field? What was the first band that ever played Coors Field?
Ooh.
Oh, man, that's a really good one. Journey?
Rolling Stones?
No, wrong!
Really?
Yeah, it's Zac Brown.
Oh, Zac Brown band, yeah.
All right, I'll get to some
That was recent,
later.
Too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a good
They
one.
Do have a Shakedown Street night this year, which is the first time the Rockies have done that. The Avalanche have always done it, which is like a Grateful Dead thing. But now the Rockies are going to do it this year in August.
Who cares?
Dude, Grateful Dead.
Are
They're
you
awesome.
Going to go to the game?
Who
yeah,
cares?
I'll go to that one.
Who cares?
Yeah.
A CSU star has become the highest paid tight end in NFL history.
Huh? Trey McBride.
That guy.
Yeah.
What's up with you today?
Yeah. What do you
he
mean?
He knows. He knows, though. By the way, McMahon is right.
Is it?
Yeah. McMahon.
No, it's McMahon.
You were saying it completely wrong.
McMahon is what I was saying, yeah. But it's McMahon?
It's McMahon.
Like Ed McMahon?
Correct.
Yeah.
I got a story about him, too.
So do I.
Ed McMahon's children went to my boyfriend, who was an orthodontist, right? And his kids went to my boyfriend for their orthodontics. And so one day, he came in for Christmas, and he handed Jeff Cohen, of all names, right?
Yeah.
He handed him a big Santa Claus full of cookies. And it said, Merry Christmas, Jeff, Dr. Cohen, from Ed McMahon and family. Well, Jeff is Jewish. So Jeff ended up giving Ed McMahon's big thing of cookies to my mom.
Yeah.
She was so excited to tell all the neighbors, this came from Ed McMahon, which it didn't. Ed did not give it to your mom. But my mom walked around to all the neighbors showing her Santa full of cookies.
All right, here's my Ed McMahon, okay? Ed McMahon used to be right there with Johnny Carson, you know, years ago. All right, so I'm in Tampa, Florida at the time. And remember he used to go door to door with those big checks?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Knock on the door,
what
surprise
was it? Publishers
people.
Clearinghouse.
I think that's what it was. Can't remember exactly. He came by the radio station in the Wienermobile.
Whoa.
Because they had teamed up with Oscar Mayer to do one of the checks and took me with him to deliver a check.
You and Ed literally were riding together in the Wiener?
We went on the Wienermobile.
Whoa.
Me, Ed McMahon, and a couple of other people. We went to this house, knocked on the door to present a check.
You presented?
That's pretty cool.
You are a presenter?
Well, I had to stand near the Wienermobile.
Because I never saw you in the commercials.
No, they wouldn't let me go up to the front door because they were filming it.
Yeah, yeah.
So they made me stay with the Wiener.
No.
Yeah. Well. So I got stuck with the Wiener.
Wiener security.
Well, yeah. That's on my bucket
list is to ride in a Wiener.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
I feel like you have.
No, I've seen it. I just haven't been in it.
Oh. Yeah, it's beautiful on the inside. Nice Wienermobile.
Yeah. Anyway, can we get back to the player? This train. Wait, was that exhausting for you?
I'm tired.
Remember earlier off the air, you go, I don't make any noises.
Yeah. Rarely.
Rarely. Anyway, let's get back to Trey McBride. Colorado State football star Trey McBride, he apparently became the highest paid tight end in NFL history yesterday when he signed a giant contract extension. Wow.
Where do you play high school ball?
Was it
Fort Morgan?
Yeah, Fort Morgan High School.
Wow.
Yep.
That's pretty cool.
And then CSU.
He's rich.
He is.
And I wish I knew him.
He's a young kid. He's not going to give you anything.
You don't know.
He's not going to give
you. He might love me. He might say, man, that BJ's a good guy. I'll give him $1 million.
Just like that.
You know what? I don't know why I was thinking this because I was getting ready to say, he's not going to give you a Corvette or something. Last night I had a dream that our boss, Kibasa Man Mike, had jean shorts on and was riding around in a Corvette.
No kidding.
Yeah. You know what? I could totally see him wearing some jorts.
Me too.
I could. In a Corvette.
What is that thing about men that with Corvettes wear jean shorts?
And the top down because he's so tall that he's just way up above the windshield.
It's like a thing. It's like, let's get on our jean shorts and get in our vet.
I don't know.
It is a thing. They go together. All right. Anyway, tramp stamps are back. Thank God Carson has one.
Oh, yeah. See, I told you it was coming back. It's a matter of time.
I can't believe these things are coming back. Oh, God. I bet a lot of people are happy, though, because a lot of people are super humiliated they ever got one.
Right.
Yeah, but now they are back. It's the lower back tattoo, in case you don't know. It's, you get something written across here, and it says the... they're coming back as a form of empowerment. What kind of power does that give you?
Ask Carson.
Oh.
You're looking at me? I don't have one.
Listen, my butterfly with two hockey sticks? I mean, does that not say strong?
Yeah. Hey, I'm empowered
right now. I'll show it to you. Yeah.
Hey.
Oh, my God. Why is it so believable that he has that?
He's not lying.
A butterfly with two hockey sticks.
See, it's your strong side. Like, I'll punch you in the face, but also I'll cuddle you afterwards.
Yeah, right? Oh, my God. All right. Anyway, Tom Cruise... I'm worried that he does that. Tom Cruise paid tribute to his late Top Gun co-star Val Kilmer on yesterday. He said, I can't tell you how much I admire his work, how grateful and honored I was when he joined Top Gun and came back later for Top Gun Maverick. I think it would be really nice if we could just have a moment together because he loved movies and he gave a lot of us all just, let's see, remember. Anyway, said, blah, blah. Here's what I know. Tom Cruise, you did not hang out with him later, okay? So don't act like y'all,
with
Val.
Val?
Yeah.
There is a video of them just a few years ago.
Well, that's Top Gun.
I saw that one.
Maverick, probably.
Oh, I don't know. I saw a video yesterday.
He said, I wish we would have watched movies together. Well, you coulda.
Yeah.
You can't say it now.
Man, I saw a video of Val, and I guess it was shot in the last few weeks, and it was bad.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Poor guy.
Yeah.
And then finally for you, I have this, and that is that the MTV Video Music Awards, for the first time ever, were going to be showed on CBS. That seems weird, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they have, declining numbers, viewer numbers, and then they're going to put it on, primetime? That's crazy.
I know, and it just seems like MTV on CBS. Seems weird.
Well, they don't even do videos anymore.
It's a lot of vowels.
I know.
They do very little music.
And they run that that one show all the time.
Consonants.
What? What's that show that they run?
What was he? Did he just mumble something?
I said it's a lot of consonants. I said vowels, but it's consonants.
Are you okay?
Is there anything? No, I'm not.
Do we have carbon monoxide leak in there?
No. There's something going on.
I told you on the elevator that I did not get any sleep last night.
You're just spewing words.
Yeah. I know, dude.
Why couldn't you sleep last night? What are you worried about?
Just girl problems. I don't really want to talk about it.
You got girl problems?
Yeah.
And the bitch ain't won.
Yeah.
Why? What happened?
I don't really want to talk about
it. You can't bring it up and not talk about
it. Yeah.
What happened?
Let's share with the class.
Mm-hmm. We're a reality show. You gotta.
We were talking about just like how much me and her are seeing each other, and I was complaining that I'm not getting enough time from her, and then she's going out with this group of guys two nights in a row.
Oh.
And, yeah.
She dumped you, huh?
No, not yet.
Oh, not yet.
I like to get to the point.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, but that's a fair fair concern.
Yeah.
So you feel it coming?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
Well, that's sad. Anything we can do to cheer you up? Maybe a back rub or something? Carson will do.
Carson's got strong hands.
We can play that I Feel It in the Air Tonight by Phil Collins.
How's that help?
Because he can feel it that they're gonna break up. We can
be
make
like
it
the
his
soundtrack
song.
To his life.
Yeah. I think a back rub was better.
Okay. All right, I'm done. There you go, Tableau Trash.
All right, hey man, I feel bad for you now.
Well, I did
too. Kind of brought me down a little bit.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. I was trying not to.
But listen, I learned the best line last night watching Southern Charm.
Uh-huh.
I know. By the way, they brought up the Broncos, but that's a whole different Oprah. On Southern Charm, Craig got his heart just exploded, right?
Yeah.
Like, by what's her name? I mean, and he didn't see it coming. They were Paige, and they were going to get married, and he had a ring.
Yeah.
He even had a ring. And so she just went off with this other guy, blah, blah, blah. And then she's like, you didn't even try to chase me. And then Andy said, why didn't you try to chase her? And he said, if somebody really loves you, you don't have to chase them.
Yeah, dude. Aww. It's crazy. Doesn't make any sense to have to like demand time from someone that's supposed to be giving you time and they tell you that they're like into you. So yeah.
Right? So that's your mantra. I'm not chasing after anybody that doesn't want me.
Yeah.
And doesn't want to give me time.
That is exactly how I feel.
There you go.
What if she says okay?
What do you mean okay?
No, it's not
I'm not gonna chase you. Okay.
He's not gonna say it, he's just gonna show her.
Oh.
Yeah, he's not gonna say it. We're not gonna put our cards out.
Hey, look, at least you still have OnlyFans.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, I can always go back to full-time creepy.
You got
to
back up.
If she doesn't want you, if she doesn't put the time into it, why should you?
Exactly. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
One-sided relationships are no fun at all.
Not at all.
Yeah.
They're
really not. No. I think we've all been in one at some point in our lives.
It 100%. Makes me feel a little crazy, to be honest.
It does.
Yeah.
Because then you feel like, then they gaslight you and they do that whole thing.
Yeah, and you're like, yo, why aren't you hanging out with me, but you're going out and hanging out with all these other people.
Oh my God, you're so jealous.
Yeah. And then I was like, I'm jealous that you're hanging out with all these other people. I haven't seen you for 3 weeks since I came back from my paintball tournament.
Oh.
So like, why are you not hanging out with me? Yeah.
3 weeks? 3 weeks?
I haven't seen her since I went to that paintball tournament.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's bad.
Oh.
Yeah.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Are we sure we're
together? She stopped by for an hour at a Topgolf thing, and I was like, hey, can you come meet my friends? And then she stopped by and immediately left. And I was like, hey, do you want to hang out tonight after Topgolf? And she's like, no, I have to go take care of my dog.
You might want to just end
And then
this.
I was supposed to, she was supposed to come down to the St. Patrick's Day parade, just completely skipped out on that. So it's just like, I just keep getting, like, ditched.
I feel like you're doing good for a guy that doesn't want to talk about it.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy. Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.